Welcome to The Morning Mindset with Nick Mirabello, Chief Inspiration Officer at MPHR. The Morning Mindset will send you off into your day with an extra boost of self-confidence, create mental clarity, and prevent emotional ruts in all aspects of your life, personally and professionally. Helping people to shift their mindset and discover the power of positivity, here's our host, Nick Mirabello.
Hello, welcome back to The Morning Mindset. I'm your host, Nick Mirabello. So let me take you back to a life decision I made back in 2007. I decided to leave my career in sports marketing. I had placed a phone call to my alma mater to head back to the shores of Sebago Lake, Maine. The stars were aligning. There was a position opening up within the Student Life Office, focusing on student development and student activities on campus. Plus, the opportunity to be the assistant baseball coach, to join a solid NCAA Division III program, reunite with my college baseball coach, Will Sanborn, a living legend, if you will, right now over 800 career wins, one of the winningest coaches in D3 history, and still active today, currently in his 32nd season at the helm of Monks Baseball. So I took those roles. At the time, I was living in Philadelphia, so I packed up my 1994 Toyota Corolla station wagon for a one-way ticket, left the city of brotherly love, and drove straight up to Maine to start my career in higher education, motivating and inspiring college students. After all, they are our future. Very fulfilling job. Well, during my 3 years as serving as assistant baseball coach, if you ask any of my former ballplayers what the top three things Coach Mirabello would always say, preach and repeat to the team during every team classroom meeting in the Alphon Center, or locker room pep talk, or in the dugout, on and off the field, I think you'd hear any one of them say these three phrases. One, hydrate to play great. Hydrate to play great, hydrate to feel great. Two, positive thoughts equal positive results. Positive thoughts equal positive results. And three, love it large. Love it large. I know my MP teammates, Chris Gertler, has heard me say those endless times, especially the hydrate to feel great. But what if we find ourselves in a situation where maintaining a positive attitude feels impossible? If we find ourselves racking our brain to not feel defeated, to eliminate those thoughts of feeling doubt? Well, it's time to rally. It's time to really dig deep. First, dig deep to find out if is it truly impossible, or are you just making this up in your mind? Are we playing out the negative outcomes versus visualizing the optimistic outcome? And two, dig deep and find that mental fortitude we all have. We're wired that way. You can do it. If you truly put your mind to it, you can achieve it. I remember my childhood vividly. My wonderful mother, Victoria Stavrinos Mirabello, she would constantly remind me, Nicholas, you can do anything you put your mind to. She would tell this to me consistently throughout my childhood. Started when I was in elementary school, you know, packing my lunch in my lunchbox, there would be little notes of love and positive affirmations and telling me, I can do it. You got this. Thanks, Mom. Well, putting into context of baseball, but also in life in general, I don't want any of you finding yourself on that on-deck circle, if you will, about to have your step to the plate, your at-bat, filled with doubt, or thinking you're going to strike out. No, that's head trash. Thinking negative before you even attempt your step to the plate. No, instead, I want you to think confidently, envision the optimistic outcome. How can I help myself? How can I help the team? I can do this. I'll work the count. I'll get on base. I can do this. Walk up with a little swagger. Now, walk up a little swagger into that conference room, up to that podium, up to the next project, next task, whatever it may be, as you step to the plate. But let me be clear. I'm not asking anyone to be cocky, but rather self-confident. I'd remind those ballplayers, there's that difference between cockiness and confidence. I want you to have that calm confidence, that quiet confidence, good thoughts inside your head. Have a positive plan in place. Have a positive plan in mind. I can promise you, you'll be more present and think victorious thoughts. In the game of life, my friends, that's how you defeat doubt. Another way to look at this is through an acronym, ANTS, A-N-T-S, ANTS, Automatic Negative Thoughts. We all tend to have them, but it's identifying them and reacting quickly to squish that ant, that automatic negative thought that's crawling across your mind. Don't let it spend much time in there. Fling it away, squash it, squish it. Don't even think about it. The second an automatic negative thought creeps into your mindset, quick, flip that mindset and think, all right, what's the opposite of what I'm thinking right now? What positive outcome or positive affirmation can I say to myself right now? Believe it's there. Believe in yourself, and you're halfway there. You got this. Over and over, I would tell those student athletes, positive thoughts equal positive results. And the first one, hydrate to feel great, hydrate to play great. Sure, it rhymes, and probably a little cheesy or corny, but it works. And it's scientifically proven. To geek out for a moment here, if you didn't know, 80% of our brains contains water, which is continuously shifting between the different compartments inside our brain and the cell types during physiological and pathophysiological processes. Don't ask me to repeat that again, but boom, taken right there from the National Institute of Health.gov. So basically, you treat your body and mind like a plant and water it. You'll feel a lot better. You'll think more with more clarity. You'll be putting your body and mind in optimal position to succeed. And my rhymes do go on to hydrate before you caffeinate and hydrate while you celebrate. All of it. Be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Hydrate the mind and yourself. We'll thank you for it later. And the third phrase was, it actually comes from the meaning of play big. So my third coaching soundbite was always love it large. I used to throw that at the team, no matter the circumstances. We'd be on the indoor track, you know, coach would say, hey, bring your running sneakers upstairs to the track, and no college athlete likes the sound of that. But, or we go out in the warning track of the baseball diamond to go run sprints. And gearing up for sprints, whether it was for conditioning or for discipline, no matter the reason, no one was too fond of it. Taking your cleats into the hard warning track, you know, starting for that long distance expected to sprint, knowing that coach is about to blow the whistle any second and yell, go, or again. And this usually took place when you were already physically and mentally drained, exhausted. So you better believe it. A young Coach Mirabella would throw that phrase in just for good measure. Love it large. With a good clap after. Love it large. My philosophy has always been, you got to introduce the positive mindset even in the unlikely circumstances. That's why I did it. It will improve the current situation. Even after years of my college baseball coaching days were over, I would see former players at one of their weddings, and they would say, Coach, love it large. Made me smile. This type of mindset has been instilled with me from growing up and has always carried with me throughout my life journey. When I arrived at college as an undergrad, I had the pleasure of getting to know a now mentor of mine, Ed Garrity. Ed is an elite public speaker. He's spoken at every state across the U.S., high schools, colleges, corporations for over 2 decades. The man is incredible and such a source of inspiration. Well, it was back when I was a freshman, just starting my college career, when I first heard him speak. And he still shares that same sentiment today, telling every school he speaks at to play big. That was Ed's thing. I loved it. I was in the audience back in 1999, actually, and I can still to this day recite almost every single soundbite message he shared with us in one powerful hour. He spoke for 60 minutes to the gymnasium, 250 students, and I hung on to every single word and lesson that he encouraged me, he motivated me, he inspired me for the career path that really I've been on today. To always play big. You got this. Defeat doubt, conquer confidence. Time's up on this episode already, but I'll talk to you soon. We'll tackle more on this topic in episode 5. But in the meantime, always remember your daily reminder. You are stronger than you think. Your mind is brighter than you may believe. Build that armor, lean into that, and soon you'll discover all the good that happens in you and around you. This is your Morning Mindset.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Morning Mindset. Please feel free to leave us a review and or share this episode so others like you can find us. The Morning Mindset serves as your daily boost of inspiration and is powered by MP. We are a national HR and payroll solutions provider, and we are wired for HR. Thanks for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of The Morning Mindset.